Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you want red or brown sauce? That's what my mum used to say.
Have you ever had daddy's sauce?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Hello and welcome to our Friday release. This is where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G&D divas.
Jordan, brace yourself.
Okay.
I've got some news.
What's happened?
Two bits of news.
Oh, okay.
One of which I'm not sure if you know, but we'll start with the book. Now, we've talked about me writing this book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't go, oh, yeah, when I'm trying to sell it. I have finally finished and submitted the book. It's a great weight off my mind. So I can talk to everybody about the book. Indeed, I can give an exclusive on this very podcast. My new book is called Just Good Manners, and it is released on the 12th of September this year, and you can pre-order it now.
Oh, wow.
From wherever you get your books. Oh, thank you.
Well, William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert and author.
Thank you very much. And it's, you know, it's a slightly more, you can, our book perhaps, you know, had content in there that maybe your mums and dads, depending on how liberal they are, wouldn't have wanted. This is a safer book for all the family. It's more all-encompassing. It does do very modern etiquette in parts, but it also does some traditional aspects that we didn't necessarily do in our wonderful Sunday Times best-selling book.
I'm just looking at our book behind your shoulder now.
Yeah.
It's mad that we wrote a book together, isn't it?
It is.
I'm dead proud of that.
Good. Well, I've done another one, which you can pre-order now from all good reputable bookstores, and I believe you can get signed copies as well. Also, second bit of news, and this one I'm slightly more awkward about.
You're leaving.
No. Oh. No, no, no. No, I'm doing this until we're in the nursing home.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, me too.
Yeah. The catheter years.
Who's going to replace you with Paul Burrell? Is he cancelled?
I'm going to replace you with Jamie Lang. So, you know, fuck you.
Hey, fair play. I walked into that. I could replace you with Jamie Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Hiya, Jamie.
Hello, Jamie. Moving on. It's that sort of level of comedy you can expect.
I wasn't replaced. I left.
Yeah, okay.
I just want that to go on record.
So in September, on the 5th, 6th and 7th of September, I'm going on a solo tour.
Jesus Christ. Do you want to plug anything else? You're selling your house. Get that up. Give us a link for the right move. Right, you're going on a solo tour.
Yes, so I'm doing a little solo tour, which I have attempted before, but this is a very different tour. I'm visiting the three cities that I've lived in, London, Manchester and Bristol, for a solo tour called Solitary Refinement.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And if
Why don't you do Teacups and TR?
Well, that was the one.
Yeah, but you only did one.
I did four.
Oh.
Yeah, and then COVID.
COVID.
A whole different show. Anyway, if you pre-order the book through waterstones.com before 8 p.m. UK time on Tuesday the 26th of March through waterstones.com and opt in to marketing emails from Waterstones, you can get exclusive early access, pre-sale access to my solo tour, Solitary Refinement, coming from the 5th, 6th and 7th of September. General sale is the Thursday afterwards.
Is Spunkman going to be making an appearance on your tour?
I can assure you, Solitary Refinement and indeed Just Good Manners are very different propositions to Sexted.
So, what do you do on these tours?
Well, I don't know. Jordan, darling, I haven't even written the Sexted tour with you yet. I've got one more tour to do.
We have written it. I mean, we've got a rough idea.
You've come up with Ben on Wires being rimmed. But anyway, I'd be delighted to see everyone there. Would you like to come along to the London
show? Yeah, sure.
Put it in your diary.
What date is it?
The London is Sunday the 7th of September at the Cadogan Hall.
Oh, well, I'll be in bed early.
So I'll finish early for you.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us about? Do you want to plug anything else?
I've got some merch coming up in a few weeks, but we'll cover that.
Have you actually? William Hanson Inc.
Jesus. No, it's not ink, it's T-shirts.
Do we get a cut of anything here?
I'm giving you a couple of books and a free ticket. What else do you want?
Okay, right. Shall we go to some of the listeners' responses and replies, please?
Yes. This is a follow-up from the Filipino Spaghetti Dilemma listener, if you remember back. Dear William and Jordan, thank you for reading my letter on your podcast. It brought me so much joy to hear it. My mother was also thrilled to see me genuinely smiling and giggling in front of my computer. I discovered your podcast during the toughest time of my life, and it's no exaggeration to say that both of you and the podcast saved me. I appreciate everything you do. But I do want to clarify something that William found surprising, the existence of banana ketchup. I thought I'd give you some background. Maria Orozco, a Filipino food scientist, invented banana ketchup in the 1930s due to the tropical climate of the Philippines. She used native fruits, which were easier to grow and preserve than imported tomatoes. The recipe consists of banana, vinegar, sugar, salt, and other spices, along with red food colouring to give it the appearance of traditional ketchup. I would love for both of you to try it. Keep up the good work, L.
Do you like ketchup? Ketchup?
No.
Do you like brown sauce?
Yes.
Do you like mayonnaise?
After a fashion.
Do you like mustard?
Don't love it. But well, banana ketchup, I do like bananas.
I love bananas. Do you like banana bread?
Yes.
Do you like banana flavoured ice cream?
Oh, don't know if I've had that.
I don't know if I have, actually. I don't know if it even exists. But Ellie, thank you for your lovely letter. We'll definitely try banana ketchup.
Yes, we'll try and see if we can get it over here.
Betchup. Banana ketchup. Tomato ketchup. Banana ketchup.
Lovely.
So, it was only when I moved down south I started calling it ketchup.
Tomato sauce.
Well, it was just red sauce.
Red sauce. Yeah. Describe what you see.
Do you want red, brown or mustard? Do you want red or brown sauce? That's what my mum used to say.
How about if you got offered white sauce?
Mustard. Mayo.
Yeah. Mm. Have you ever had daddy's sauce?
Yeah.
That's nice. This next one is from Simon in Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Dear William, Jordan and the team, I've listened to Help I Sexed My Boss since the very beginning and have always enjoyed your sage advice and fascinating stories. However, some of the content of the most recent episode has left me shocked and appalled.
Oh, God, sorry.
There have been some extreme dilemmas and revelations over the years, but this was a new low, and I just don't think Gene Devers can be expected to stand for it. William Hanson bowls his socks. I had to sit down after that revelation. It's worse than using pledge on your shoes.
Pledge on your shoes.
Marie Kondo has a whole section of her book dedicated to storing socks. We should treat them with respect. And in her words, you should never, ever ball your socks. One should always fold one's socks in pairs, not ball them. I'm sorry to hear how lax standards in the Hanson household have become. Yours sincerely, Simon, Newcastle upon Tyne. Well, I'm very sorry. I shall look into reviewing my sock storage process.
When you say you ball them, how do you ball them?
You know, where you sort of put the socks together and then you turn the socks in so they sort of are as a pair.
Yeah, what you meant to do. That's what I do, don't I?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah. Are you meant to just put them together?
Put them together and maybe fold them in half and then lie them flat. Oh, okay. I am going to have this weekend, now I finish writing my book, which is available at williamhanson.co.uk/books. I will... I'm actually going to have a big wardrobe sort out.
Because so am I this week.
Are you?
I can't decide whether to go and watch Burnley.
Yeah.
Or do a big wardrobe clear out. That's so weird.
Why don't I go and watch Burnley and you come and do my wardrobes?
Yeah. I literally can't decide because I've been travelling loads lately. And I'm like, I might go and watch him.
Up north? Mm-hmm. Who are they playing?
At the time of recording, Brentford.
Oh, they're not doing that near me?
No, I went to the Brentford game near you.
Yes.
Yeah, I went with Dom's and Annie.
Oh, yes. Mm. Cam Show Dom upstairs is a Brentford season ticket person.
I met him.
Yeah, you did, I know.
I met him at one at tours. He had his Brentford top on. He was pissed.
a good old wardrobe sort out is good.
That's what I'm thinking
and
of.
And when I do that, I shall review, Simon, my sock process.
Welcome to your 30s, kids.
Yes. What else are you going to find at the back of that closet? This next one is from...
Ha Read the next one, dickhead.
This one is from Alex Baron Rafe, maybe. Dear William and Jordan, greetings from New York. Howdy. I'm writing with a suggestion for you.
You want coffee?
Did you know that American Dubonnet is completely different from the French Dubonnet sold everywhere else in the world? It's licensed to an American company here that produces its own version using a different recipe from the French original.
How weird. We were just talking about this before the recording. I was saying it's scandalous that Dubonnet have never sponsored us.
They literally don't need to. We mention them every week for 450 episodes.
It's proven as well that Dubonnet sales have gone up in the UK.
Yes, I know. I think the Queen had something to do with it for a little bit, but other than that, it was...
The original Queen, you.
On my last trip to the UK, I tried the French version of Dubonnet and wasn't sure I could tell the difference. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to bring a bottle back with me to do the side-by-side comparison myself. I thought it would be a fun idea if you purchased a bottle of American Dubonnet on one of your next trips stateside and did the comparison on your show for listeners. Thanks for the wonderful content you put out. I love your show. Best wishes, Alex Baron Rafe.
Okay, Alex Baron Rafe, I'm up for that. Let's try and get an American bottle of Dubonnet and our
When are you next going? I might go in the summer.
I know.
Oh, you're there next week, Stuart.
Oh, yeah, Stuart.
There we go.
Yeah.
Stuart is in task with doing that.
Chairman Emeritus Stuart will get us...
just what he wants to do on his
bottle
holiday.
Of Dubonnet. Will you bring back... some
yes, I do need you to bring a few things
back. I've got a few things you need to bring for me because
take a whole spare suitcase just for us.
No, there's a few things from Duan Riade.
Yeah, okay. No, but hang on, you're not going to New York. They're only in New York. You want CBS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, CBS, who I do the other podcast with.
For any buddy listening that's never been to America, that's just their version of Boots.
Yeah.
But you can get shit over the counter that you can't get in Boots.
No.
I had a cold sore when I was last out there. I got like some from CVS.
Took half your face off, but...
It was gone before I'd put it on.
Wow.
You're like... Yeah, let's get this motherfucker!
This is from Ryan. Hi, guys. Responding since Jordan asked, thanks for reading my email. No, the man was flaccid.
Oh, thank God I've not been able to sleep for 2 weeks.
If he would not have been, then there may well have been photos taken. Just kidding, but definitely would have made an interesting situation all that more interesting. Love your podcast. Kind regards. Ryan, this is the person that fell onto the roof,
naked.
The naked man.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, it helps his story, but he was flaccid. Do you remember when I had Five Live?
Sorry?
I got my words mixed up.
No.
And Phil, what was he called?
Williams.
Phil Williams was covering... And I said to my editor, I went, he was covering that week. I went, he's really good, Phil. He's dead flaccid on air.
And you meant?
Placid. I've never told you that before.
Possibly, I can't remember.
I went, he's right flaccid when he's on air. And I meant placid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Different times.
No. And flaccid, for those of you that don't know, just like means floppy.
Right. Yes, and placid
means calm, cool, collected.
They're similar sort of similar words, which you can see, not just the sound.
Yeah, it's a funny old word, flaccid, isn't it?
Do you use it in everyday
speech?
What
else could you describe as flaccid?
Producer Ben. Not any particular part of him, just, you know.
Put flaccid into a sentence for me, not referring to a penis.
Put flaccid in a sentence for me. There we go.
No, just like, how else would you use it?
He's got flaccid wrists.
Or the plant was dying, it was flaccid looking.
Yes.
There you go.
Very flaccid leaves.
Yeah.
Talking of plants, we've got a plant homosexual coming to redo the plants behind me because they're currently fake, but we're going to upgrade.
It's offending so many peoples in a certain community that listens.
Someone commented on a YouTube video the other week, if that plant gets any closer to William, it's going to need its own microphone.
Remember, if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sextedmyboss.com. with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with us. For more sextive news and nonsense, sign up to our newsletter via sextedmyboss.com.
See you on Tuesday.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.